when it comes to Windows and the Universal App Platform, I think it's really intriguing that if you can get this one set of XAML that it will scale and will look and feel correct, which is what we're seeing, I think it's going to just really improve the developer's life. You don't have to worry about all the different form factors. We can opt into some phone features or opt into some desktop features if we want them. The testability becomes interesting at that part. Because you know, our normal test suite is a few devices here, a few devices here. Like, what IoT devices am I testing on? What HoloLens devices am I testing on? So testing and making sure you're crafting a great experience on all three is very important. So when I take my application that's on iOS, Android, or Windows, and I extend that to maybe the Microsoft Band or to Apple Watch or Android Wear, I make sure I'm crafting great experiences for those. So I think as a cross-platform developer, it's not just taking your application and shoving it on another platform. It's ensuring that that's a great ecosystem. I think Microsoft's done a great job with the Universal App Platform, with the Windows apps, to make sure that it looks really great on Windows Phone and it works really great on the desktop as well. So that's, to me, is the world that excites me as a C-sharp developer, is that now I'm not limited by a platform. And as a Xamarin developer, I haven't been limited. I can take this code everywhere. Now I can take it more places. So that's why I really love the work that's going on, is it's, let me take my code wherever I want in the best IDEs in the world. When I go to enterprise, I say, well, how do you want to maintain your applications? How are you writing your unit tests? Do you have to write them three or four different times? I wrote one test suite. Boom, it just runs. And now we have tests for user interface with Xamarin UI tests and test code. So it's, you then scale your business logic tests with your UI tests as well. So what do you want to maintain? In the enterprise, it's about maintainability, new people coming in, new teams taking over, so you have to easily be getting in and out. So you don't have to manage an iOS team, an Android team, a Windows team, and they all have to somehow connect together. One, two, three lines of code, I'm authenticated on any platform. That's maintainable code. So that's when I go to an enterprise, I say, how are you going to move this code from app to app to app? That's how you do it with C# and .NET. What I love about being a C# and .NET developer are those .NET libraries. So when I'm writing and I'm using advanced C# features on top of it, I have this huge ecosystem of this amazing community of these great .NET libraries that I can take advantage of. So what I say is, you know, if you look at how Xamarin works and just even how Windows has always worked, you take this .NET goodness, you share that across everything. That's the bits of your code that are the same on every platform. I'm making this REST call, I'm shoving it in a database. Just how do I want to display it? So as you're developing an iOS, Android, and Windows application, you understand the uniqueness on each platform and blend that in. I think with Xamarin Forms, it makes it interesting to get up and running prototype fastly or pull in forms over data types application, tie it to an Azure mobile service or your web background backend and pull in that data wherever it's going. So the advice is really, you know, start with prototyping, find what works best for your company. I mean, obviously if you're a C# and .NET shop, I mean, that's a great place to start. You know, and if you have iOS and Android developers, they already know the iOS and Android APIs. Which means that they're just learning then .NET and this goodness. But for a Java developer, I think it's interesting because if you're writing Android applications, it's then an easy transition. You then know basically C#. You learn some intricacies. You get to take the power of it, async await, lambdas, link support. It's all the goodness. Then you could easily come over to iOS and then Windows as well. So now you get to target all that. Even if you left your Android application in Java, that'd be okay. So we don't mask and hide all the iOS and Android APIs. You have all of them available, but all in C#. And C# by hands down is like my favorite. It's the most powerful programming language out there.